anywhere else, what do your eyes see? Your eyes see a new normal, a world that has been completely transformed while you were under lockdown. A world where every person that's in a public capacity, whether it's a checkout person, whether it's stocking a shelf, whether it's a manager, or whether it's a customer, is covered from the eyeball all the way down to the Adam's apple with some ridiculous, god-awful, hideous face covering. Going about their business. You don't know whether they're smiling under that mask or groaning under the increased effort that it requires to breathe normally. But you do know that they have completely acquiesced. They've given in. They didn't have the grace to say no. And they don't have it in their psyche, in their id right now, to realize what it is that's truly going on. Everyone else has been initiated into the new normal. You know what's the amazing thing about this? These creeps told us they were going to, again, folks, I find myself on a Wisdom Wednesday having to restrain myself from cursing. These creeps bleeping told us they were going to do this to us. They told us we're going to give you a new normal and you're going to like it. You're going to accept it, and it's going to become the way you live. Look in the chat room for the few of you that are in there. Check it out. Karen, how do you say your last name? Is that Kale? With an O-E-H? I think it's Kale. Karen Kale. Nails it. Truth. King Dude. It's everywhere. It is everywhere. Except at a Trump rally. Except at a gathering at my house or your house. Except at a gathering of Crusader Knights. I won't be in a mask. I won't wear it. Still. Oh, okay, thank you. Kaylee. Karen Kaylee. By the by, she's not a Karen. She's just Karen. It's everywhere. It's almost like you're in the Rod Roddy Piper movie, They Live. Put the glasses on, look at the billboards, they say obey. Put the glasses on, look at everyone around you wearing the mask. Underneath the mask, they've been turned into these kind of demonic-looking, hideous creatures. These people that you used to know have been co-opted. Now they're screaming at you on social media posts, right? They're hollering at you outside places that you still, from time to time, meet together in public and demanding to know, why aren't you getting with the program? Why do you want to kill their grandma by being so selfish and unconcerned and not wearing your mask in public as you're supposed to, as you have been told? Folks, we are beyond the point of arguing over the medical benefits or not benefits of wearing cloth masks in public. There aren't any. If there are any, they are outweighed by the detriments. But it doesn't matter because you have the force of law in so many states and in so many other countries where people have been compelled into this new normal. No one got to vote on it. I didn't get to vote on it. And when we call our elected representatives, what do? Nothing. Either they increase the tyranny or they do nothing. Not a one of them will raise a finger against this. You know, it was the most embarrassing and ridiculous and disgusting and despicable sight yesterday to see my governor, John Bell Bonaparte III, standing there in the bowels of Maravich Assembly Center in Baton Rouge, in Rouge Beton, Louisiana, with the vice frickin' president of the United States and a few of our vainglorious members of the House of Representatives standing up there in front of the LSU National Football Championship trophies and banners and what have you with masks on. grown freaking men who have probably been tested recently, who pose no threat to anyone else in that room, sitting there 12 feet apart with masks on. Who are they protecting? Who is Bel Edwards going to infect? There's nobody near him. Who is Pence going to infect? Besides the fact that he's not tested positive. Look at the picture in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Look at that. You have reporters sitting 10, 12, 15 feet away from each other. This is an initiation into a satanic occult ritual, folks. And this is becoming, don't get near me. Don't touch me. I don't want you. Hey, keep your distance, bub. This is.
If these masks work, all these reporters are wearing them. So why are they sitting so far?
Why do you have to sit 12, 15 feet apart with the mask on?
Social distance should only be if I'm not wearing a mask.
It's an occult ritual. This is an initiation into the new normal. Do you have Mr. Alvarez queued up here? again, Cuban immigrant Max Alvarez gave at a White House event, 9 minutes long, he was allowed to speak. Yesterday, I played the first 4 minutes. We'll play you the end now so you can hear Mr. Alvarez's warning to you people about this. This is the guy that has seen Cuba at its event horizon, communist Cuba.
That is socialism. That's Americanism. That's the America that these people are trying to destroy today by using funny terms like socialism. They're not. They're communist. Don't ever forget that. I know our president understands that because he knows. He's been all over the world and you're surrounded with great people, very loyal people. And we have our back. I remember the first time I gave a little speech about something like this, tell him about I came from Cuba and blah, blah, blah. I remember this was around October 2016. I thought you were a little crazy for the sacrifice you were about to take, but I predicted that we were going to elect you in November and I was going to see you in the White House in January. Thank you very much. Because of the situations right now, I cannot give you a hug otherwise. Thank you very much. And I'm going to leave you with one last thing. Never forget about my dad, who only had a sixth grade education, but I think he was the greatest philosopher I ever met. He used to tell us how lucky he was because he was able to come from Spain to Cuba. And then he came from Cuba to the United States. And he saw me graduate from college, and that was the biggest prize he ever had. And he said, don't lose this place because you're not going to be as lucky as me. Because if you lose this place, you have no place to go. So with that, please keep.
Do not lose this place because if you lose this place, you have no place to go. Mr. Alvarez, it's gone. It's gone. The Corona Nazis have taken it. They are in control. They run the show. The only thing they haven't done yet is find people like me and come drag me out of the studio and stick a mask on my face or throw me in jail and fine me. And that's coming. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. If you remain unconvinced about this, and if you just think that it's a church play, they just care about you. There's a lot of ways to care about me without slapping a piece of cotton across my schnoz. There's a lot of different ways to care. You know, if you're so concerned about the preservation of human life, I probably said this 100,000 times, some of you have said it as well, why not repeat it then? If you're so concerned about the preservation of human life and about all these children that might get sick if we allow them to go back to school and what have you, but let's do it for the kids. Close all the abortion clinics then. Stop the injections of hormones into 7-year-olds that are called puberty blockers. If all this is just about the kids, Well, I have some simple suggestions to how you can do things for the kids. Don't require masks. And now we can go to online stores and buy morning after, week after, month after, do-it-yourself abortion pills. God is not going to continue to be mocked by this fake love for life that we allegedly have here. Telemedicine abortion gets green light from federal court is the story. Judge frees abortion pill from doctor visits. Federal court ruled Monday that women seeking abortion pills during the corona hoax pandemic should not have to visit a doctor in order to obtain them. Oh, we wouldn't want you to get sick while you're out conspiring to murder your soon-to-be-born child. Oh, I don't want that to happen. It's kind of like that George Carlin bit. Hey, swab his arm before you give him the lethal injection. We don't want him to go to hell and get an infection, right? Safe, legal, and rare, right? I've been telling you since this corona hoax began, the shramdemic, that this is a euthanasia event. Now, first they went after the old people, and they successfully murdered, killed hundreds of thousands. Now they're all going to die anyway, but they prematurely brought their life to an end with ventilators and throwing them into old folks' homes and what have you, back into old folks' homes. Now, with these recent rulings, now they're coming for the soon-to-be-born. If you start having women en masse aborting their children via chemical basic castration or chemical sterilization at home, you're going to have women that are going to bleed out. Because the only way to get rid of that thing is to kill it. And when it detaches, it bleeds. I don't know a lot about it. I'm not a female, but I've read about it. You start aborting babies at this late of a stage without any medical supervision, whatever, because we don't want them to go out and get COVID-19. Watch how many, and then could you call an emergency tech to come to your house? Why's the ER guy going to go, I ain't going in there. She might have COVID-19. Hey, sweetheart, how's your bleeding? I think I'm going to die. I can barely talk. Well, we're waiting for the hazmat suit to get here. We'll be back. We'll be outside. Call us if anything changes. Or just push the button if you feel like you're going to expire. We'll come in and get you later on after the corona hoax has left your body. This is madness. But it's not actual madness. You know why? Because it's the new normal. And they want us to get used to it.